Hey Tigers, it is Wednesday, March 17th, and welcome back to The Growl, produced by Your Tiger Times. I am your host, Emma Livingston, and today we're going to have our usual run-through, starting off with our small sports update. We got some new spring sports coming in, and results from this past weekend with our boys wrestling. Then we are going to have a small world news update talking a little bit about Meghan Markle's interview with Oprah and the repercussions that came with that. And finally, finish it off with the trend report where we are going to be discussing a little bit about spring break as that starts this weekend. Keep listening for a sports update. Starting off our sports update this week, on Saturday, March 6th, our boys lacrosse team had a tournament in Sandusky. They won one of their three games, in which senior captain Tyler Brookman says his tournament was a great learning experience for the team. Then this past Saturday, March 13th, the boys took on Hoban in another scrimmage, which was a win 15-2. They have upcoming scrimmages, so keep in check for that. Our girls lacrosse team had two scrimmages this past week, one Tuesday, March 9th against Avon Lake, which was a win, and another scrimmage on Thursday, March 11th against Uniontown, which was a win 18-2, a great win for the Lady Tigers. However, the Lady Tigers took on Avon Monday the 15th, right before spring break, which was a loss 12-3. News segment, we are going to be discussing the interview between Oprah, Meghan Markle, and her husband Prince Harry, who are pregnant with their second child, and they were talking to Oprah about them leaving the palace, you know, just getting away from the royal family. This was a very big shock that she planned to meet with Oprah because of all the drama that was happening with it. But Meghan revealed that she endured constant suicidal thoughts, that no one was helping her in the palace. She felt like an outsider and no one wanted her there. And they also revealed that the royal family member expressed concern on how dark baby Archie's skin color might be. That is their first child. And this was a very big shock, especially to Oprah. I mean, being a woman of color, she was very surprised to see that, you know, they were going to shut the baby out if it was darker than what they wanted. All these things came out in this interview, and people, friends of them, are saying that they are going to have to get divorced because of the royal family, but they did leave. So they cut Harry off from the royal money, and they were cut off from royal protection despite death threats. And this was a very, very big deal that they even came and talked to Oprah because of these death threats. And this was just overall shocking to hear because many people hold the royal family to such a high standard. And to hear Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, talk through everything that happened to them, and it was just a betrayal. And they were just overall, with everything that happened with Meghan Markle's father, he shut her out, she has shut him out, and now she has the royal family that is shutting them off, taking them out of their protection. This was just a very big deal. If you want to watch that interview, you can find it all over. But next, we'll be moving on to talking about the COVID-19 vaccine update. So for this update, there was recently, you know, a little thing launched about Ohio vaccine eligibility. Recently, the teachers got vaccines, and more workers working today, you know, in industry and everything have been receiving the vaccine, along with the elderly still receiving it as well. But phase 1E, which is March 19th, is Ohioans with cancer, chronic kidney disease, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, heart disease, and obesity will be receiving the vaccine. And then phase 2C, March 19th, Ohioans ages 40 and older. And then March 29th, Ohioans age 16 and older. So that means a large amount of our high school population will be able to receive the vaccine, which is a very, very big deal. So make sure you keep following these vaccine updates and make sure you see if you can even get the vaccine. Now we'll be moving on to our trend report. Welcome back to the Trend Report. I'm here with co-host Ian Zitney.
Hi.
And we're going to start off by discussing the Grammys. So Harry Styles' outfit has been tormented for a couple days now, and it's horrible. Have you seen it?
I've seen it.
It's bad.
It's not that bad.
He's wearing a fluffy scarf over, have you, like, I don't know why
it's not that bad. It's a blazer, a sweater, and a scarf.
It's a V-neck, like, disgusting sweater.
Okay, it wasn't disgusting. It was just a sweater that had a, like, low V. It's not, like, I wouldn't wear it, but it wasn't disgusting. It wasn't egregious.
Okay.
I didn't look at it and go, bleh.
Oh, I did.
Oh, okay. Well, see, this is our disagreement.
Oh, okay. And then Billie Eilish, she won Best Record of the Year.
I heard about that.
Yeah, did you hear what she did on stage?
No, I did not hear.
She went up and basically said that she shouldn't have won. And then was like, Megan Thee Stallion, like, you should have won. This is yours. Like, and everyone was like.
Didn't Megan, like, win a whole bunch of other stuff, though?
Yeah, it was really stupid. It was so unnecessary. And then everyone, like, felt awkward.
Well, didn't she get, like, top rap song for Savage?
No, Savage is Billie Eilish.
No.
Yes. Like, she also has a song named Savage.
That's okay, okay, but didn't Megan Thee Stallion song? I don't care about Billie Eilish's random song named Savage. I'm saying, didn't Megan Thee Stallion song win like best rap song?
Yes.
Savage, by Megan Thee. Yeah, the TikTok cleansing. Yeah, that
yeah.
One. Yes.
She did, but okay. I don't know. It was just kind of like overdone.
Okay.
But I don't know. Grammys was pretty cool.
I didn't watch. I'm not a big awards show guy.
Beyonce, you know, she went up there.
Mm-hmm. She's okay.
She was in Billie Eilish song, actually.
Does she even still make music?
She was in Billie Eilish song.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Moving on. TikTok trend right now.
Is it a trend?
I think it is a trend, actually. Zodiac signs.
I feel like they've just... No. Zodiac... No, don't get me started.
I'm an Aries myself, you know. I think it's... I kind of believe everything they say.
Mm-hmm. I'm a Sagittarius. The moon's actually lined up perfectly for me right now.
That's awesome for you.
Thanks.
You know, every time I see one, you can't, I don't know, it's kind of like toxic. I just like look through it and I'm like, oh, like.
There, all that it is just general stuff that everyone can apply to themselves. So then you always feel like it's personalized.
Well, yeah, that's the point.
Yeah, it sucks. It's stupid. It's so dumb. I don't understand it. I don't even know how it's a trend. Hasn't it been a thing forever?
I know, but recently it's like, oh, are you wearing the color blue right now? Because the love of your life is about to walk
in. Oh, it's really, it's popping off on TikTok.
Yeah.
Great. No, great.
Mm-hmm.
That's where everything thrives.
So for the week in review this week, importance, you know, they sent out the new things for Ohio.
Mm-hmm. Vaccine stuff.
Yeah. So I feel like, but I mean, that's just Ohio. It's not really like a.
So yeah, but who's up next on the vaccine?
Up next is people who have like heart issues.
Okay. And then, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's important.
Kinda, I don't know. Yeah. But only for Ohio. So it's like a 3.
Oh, okay.
Personal opinion.
All right. I'm good with a 3. Entertainment. Grammys, yeah, your
Meghan
Oprah,
Markle interview.
Oprah interview, yeah. What are you thinking?
Big stuff.
Really? You think it's huge?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So I'm going with a 9.
9, that's pushing it. That's like, yeah, 9 is like very, that's, I feel like it's very high. I'd go with like an 8, max.
Okay.
Settle with an 8.
Okay. Makes sense. Productivity? I don't know. Vaccine stuff, you know, it's going pretty well, but can't like... say anything for sure. So maybe like a 6.
6 is good. I'm good with a 6.
Cool. You know, thanks for joining me today, Ian.
You're welcome. Hopefully I'll be back next week.
Maybe. Thanks for listening to this edition of The Growl, produced by your Tiger Times. Make sure to join us not next week because of spring break, but the week after for another Growl. Thanks and go Tigers. Sing about it in